Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com. The White House decided that they wanted to hijack Easter Sunday, and this was done on purpose. I want you to understand the story I'm about to tell you is one that I don't want you to be bamboozled. I don't want you to look at what I'm about to tell you and go, oh, well, maybe it was an oversight. It was not. It was a deliberate act of hijacking Easter Sunday from those that are believers in Jesus Christ and that he has been resurrected. I want you to understand that this White House made a deliberate decision on the day of Easter to declare that instead of it being Easter Sunday, and they knew it was Easter, they knew it was Easter Sunday because if you went to the whitehouse.gov website, you could see the Easter bunny sitting next to the White House on the top of the page. And what did you find out? You found this out. Now, therefore, I, Joseph R. Biden Jr., President of the United States of America, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution, the laws of the United States of America, do hereby proclaim March 31st, 2024, to be as Transgender Day of Visibility. I call upon all Americans to join us in lifting up the lives and voices of transgendered people throughout. I posted this up on social media, and I meant it when I said that. I said, since you can't physically spit in Jesus' face, this is a close second. And the White House made it very clear. They were not there to celebrate Easter. They wanted to use this day as a moment to reach out to those that are non-believers and to those that are 30 and under and younger voters. And they wanted to take away not just Easter. Let me rephrase that. I don't think they actually care about Easter. I think what they were doing is sitting there and they were saying at the White House, all right, look, we got to figure out a way to make younger voters happy, those that are extreme, those that are in the transgender advocacy, those that are advocates for all of this transgender woke radical agenda. And what better way to virtue signal to them, hey, we are your only party. Joe Biden is your only candidate, so you better hurry up and go vote for him and not sit home if you're, quote, unhappy with us. Because they're not worried about them voting for Donald Trump. They're just worried that they may not show up to vote at all.
And so Democrats are concerned that younger voters are not going to vote for Biden this time. And so this was simply and clearly outreach. That's what this was. This was outreach and using the resurrection of Jesus Christ on Easter Sunday to spit in the face of Jesus, to spit in the face of Christians, and to say to younger voters, we're the radicals, we're the extremists, we're with you. Remember that we're even willing to spit in the face of Jesus and the face of God on Easter Sunday. So you better come vote for us come November. Because if you don't, you're going to be stuck with these other people that celebrate Jesus. You're going to be stuck with these other Christians. Do you really want to be stuck with them? Now, Democrats aren't stupid. They know that those 35 and under are a lot of young people in this country do not believe in God. They know that a lot of them believe in this woke radical ideology. It's almost like a religion, whether it's the Green New Deal, which is very much a religion for many of these radicals on the left, or the LGBTQIA+++ transgendered community advocacy. They're not stupid. They understand what their role is here. They understand what they're doing here. This was not a mistake. I saw a lot of people when I post this going, well, look, maybe they didn't realize this was Easter. Don't be that naive. Don't be that dumb.
I'm going to have more about this in just a second that deals also with more lies coming from the Biden White House. But first, let me tell you about my friends at Patriot Mobile. For 10 years now, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Why would you care about that? Because Big Mobile is giving big donations right now to hardcore leftist causes, organizations, candidates. Those include Planned Parenthood. If you're like me and you're tired of giving your money to corporations that are literally fighting against your family values, then switch to Patriot Mobile. When I look down at my cell phone in the top left, it says Patriot. And I know with every text and with every phone call, I'm standing with a company that protects my values, but also gives back to what I believe in. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending a message that you support free speech. You're supporting religious freedom. You're supporting and advocating and donating to protect the sanctity of life in this country. Because 5% of your bill every month goes back to conservative causes that you help choose to support. We're talking about causes like protecting our Second Amendment rights, supporting our military, our veterans, our wounded warriors, and our first responder heroes, just to name a few. Is switching easy? You better believe it. You can keep your same cell phone number you have right now, keep your same cell phone, or upgrade to a new one. Plus, Patriot Mobile also is going to give you free activation right now when you use the promo code BEN. All you got to do is call them. 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Get rid of that woke phone company you have right now and switch to Patriot Mobile. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson. That's PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or 972-PATRIOT.
And when the White House was called out, by the way, for declaring that Easter Sunday would be the transgender day of visibility, Easter Sunday spitting in the face of Christians, the White House then doubled down on it. The White House spokesman, Jean-Pierre, doubled down after President Joe Biden declared Easter Sunday, quote, transgender day of visibility. She made a statement on Saturday following an overwhelming backlash to Biden's animated affirmation of the controversial holiday as the same day as the holiest Christian holiday. Okay, put it in perspective. Quote, on Transgender Day of Visibility, the Biden-Harris administration honors the extraordinary courage and contributions of transgendered Americans and reaffirms our nation's commitment to form a more perfect union where all people are treated equally. That is what the White House said. They didn't say, hey, we're sorry to Christians that we may have offended. And the reason why they didn't is because they're not sorry. And that's what you need to understand. Biden's proclamation that was issued on Good Friday, another sacred day for Christians, announcing that transgender Americans are part of the fabric of our nation and called for the passage of the Equality Act. The law would codify Democrats' embrace of gender ideology and gender identity, the made-up concept that one can identify as a sex other than what they are born. and become that sex whenever they choose to. Democrats have tried to pass the bill for years, but have yet to get it across a president's desk, a finish line of the Congress. But don't worry, they're working on this. So what did the White House do? They picked Good Friday to spit in the face of all Christians, and they picked Good Friday to announce that they were going to spit in the face of Jesus and other Christians on Easter Sunday. And they didn't care that Christians across the nation spoke out after Biden's declaration went viral. They didn't care. They knew there was going to be controversy. They wanted this to happen. Republicans in Congress, by the way, overwhelmingly opposed the legislation. Speaker Mike Johnson putting it this way. The Biden White House has betrayed the central tenet of Easter, which is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Banning sacred truth and tradition while at the same time proclaiming Easter Sunday as Transgender Day is outrageous and abhorrent. The American people, he said, are then taking note. I want you to understand this was not an accident. The White House deliberately planned to spit in the face of Jesus, of the church, of Christians, and of people that were going to celebrate their Lord and Savior on Sunday.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
What's most shocking about what the White House also did is the fact that the president of the United States of America, while declaring Easter Sunday Transgender Day of Visibility and announcing it on Good Friday, that was done also on purpose, is that the president is also the same guy that will tell you that he is a, quote, devout Catholic. I'm just curious if the church is excited about having a president that's a devout Catholic that decides to hijack Good Friday and Easter Sunday and turn it into a new holiday, Transgender Day of Visibility. Right there on the website. White House saying, no, this is important. On Transgender Day of Visibility, the Biden-Harris administration honors the extraordinary courage and contributions of transgendered Americans and reaffirms our nation's commitment to forming a more perfect union where all people are treated equally. There's also a side note to this, and this doesn't deal much with religion. It's just common sense, and I do want to bring it up. You want to know why we have so many young people that are confused and messed up? It's because we won't call out right and wrong anymore. Everything's a gray area. Have you noticed that? Like everything. Everything is a gray area. There's no right and wrong. You want to know why we have such mental health issues in this country? It's because we have decided that in this country, we will try to normalize mental health issues. Now, mental health issues are not something that you should normalize. Mental health issues are something that you should call out as actually being mental health issues. Mental health issues are not something that you should celebrate or commemorate with a day of visibility for mental health issues. I mean this when I say this. I genuinely feel sorry for people that think they are trapped in the body of the opposite sex. I have grand compassion for those that deal with mental health issues. I really do. Okay? I have an unbelievable amount of compassion. An unbelievable amount of compassion for people. And I mean this when I say it, that deal with mental health issues. Mental health issues are not something that should be messed around with. Mental health issues are not something that should be screwed around with. Mental health issues are very, very, very real. But we shouldn't celebrate people that are dealing with mental health issues. We shouldn't try to normalize people that deal with mental health issues. And yet this administration, to reach out to voters, and that's what this really is, okay? This is all about reaching out to younger voters. And that's the point I think it's really important that I go back to. This administration used a moment to spit in the face of Christians and to spit in the face of Jesus and to spit in the face of people of faith in general worldwide. And they did it to gain votes. That's what this was all about. It was to gain votes. It was all about gaining votes. The votes that they were trying to gain were younger Americans who the polls have showed they've lost ahead of an election. This was a very, very strategic play. They figured that the majority of people that they were going to offend on Good Friday and on Easter Sunday were Americans that probably weren't going to vote for them anyway. Okay? They knew that. And that's the reason why they played it this way. They did the math. And they said, hey, the base will be reminded who we really are, that we're radicals, that we're extremists, that we're socialists, we're Marxists, and we're communists. Okay? Like, that's just the facts here. All right? Like that's just the truth. And then they're going to come out and they're going to vote for us, and we need to remind them they're going to vote for us. So if they don't vote for us, we need to remind them we're going to lose. So let's make sure they know that we don't need to lose this election, and let's send them a signal that, hey, we are still straight up your guys, okay? Like, we are still your team, and we're the only game in town. So don't sit at home on election day and say, I'm mad at Joe Biden for whatever, because if you do sit at home and we don't win, then this is the scenario, this is the problem that you're going to have. This is what's going to happen. So wake up, get off your rear end, and we're willing to even use Easter to prove how extreme we are and why you need to continue to support us. And the plan went off flawlessly. You go back to Biden posting an Easter message on Easter Day, in years past, right? He's done that. He celebrated Easter, I guess is a better way of putting it. Those statements, by the way, were much shorter and very boilerplate than the lengthy Transgender Day of Visibility call to arms, because those statements, they wanted to minimize. Like, it was like, check the box. Hey, we got to put out a statement from Joe Biden, Good Friday for Easter. Okay, just say happy Easter, everybody that celebrates, and we, you know, yada, 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 and check that box. All right, we got it. Okay, good. All right, next. But not on Transgender Day of Visibility and the call to arms of the radical left. No, on that day, we really, really throw down. Now, there was some last minute damage control, and let me explain what I mean by that. the White House, and they may have pre-planned this. This may not have even been in reaction to the number of people that were outraged over this. The White House on Sunday made to the public and sent its, quote, best wishes for Christians in the wake of an early furor arising from President Joe Biden embracing Easter Sunday as Transgender Day of Visibility. A statement from the White House was issued to that effect, saying the power of Christ's resurrection is honored in the observance of Easter. Quote, on Twitter, you ready for this? Jill and I send our warmest wishes to Christians around the world celebrating Easter Sunday. Easter reminds us of the power of hope and the promise of Christ's resurrection. As we gather with loved ones, we remember Jesus' sacrifice. We pray for one another and cherish the blessing of the dawn of new possibilities. And with wars and conflict taking a toll on innocent lives around the world, we renew our commitment to work for peace, security, and dignity for all people. From our family to yours, happy Easter, and may God bless you. That's the announcement that came on social media. Biden putting it out there on his Twitter account or X, whatever you want to call it. Letting everybody know, as we gather with loved ones, we remember Jesus' sacrifice. We pray for one another and cherish the blessings of the dawn of new possibilities. Now, why did they wait so long to put this out? Because they wanted to send the real message first. The real message was issue a proclamation on Good Friday for transgenders. Let's go to war with Christians. Let's spit in their face and let's mock the sacred day of Christians. Okay? Then, at the very last minute on Easter, we'll throw out an Easter message. And we'll let everybody know that on Easter, right, while we let these other comments sit and marinate for 48 hours, we'll come out like, oh, well, hold on a second. We always make an Easter message here, right? So now it's, and my question for the White House is this, is it Happy Easter / Transgender Day of Visibility? You're telling me that Transgender Day of Visibility couldn't have been on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday or Friday of next week? You're telling me it couldn't have been next Sunday? Not if you're trying to get the left to vote for you. That's the part that people need to understand. This was a deliberate move to get the radical left to vote for them, period. And it's sick and evil.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
when I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe Biden is now facing bigger problems, facing what some are describing as, quote, clear evidence that he lied in impeachment probe, attorneys are now saying. According to the legal analyst and attorney Jonathan Turley, President Joe Biden now faces, quote, clear evidence he lied amid his impeachment inquiry. What does the lie revolve around? And by the way, don't worry, this all is happening during Transgender Visibility Day, also known as Easter, right? In December, the House of Representatives voted to launch an impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden. It was a 221 to 212 vote, with members voting along party lines. Republicans allege that while serving as vice president and under President Barack Obama, that Biden used his influence to improperly support the business activities of his son, from which they suggested that he gained financially, and the documents back that up. The president said he had no involvement in Hunter's business dealings. We now know that that is a lie. And now Republican Representative James Comer proposed in a letter that was released on Thursday that Biden appear on April the 16th to testify before the committee. This is for the president. Pay attention. Comer cited testimony at last week's public hearing from former business associates of Hunter Biden, Tony Bobulinski and Jason Galanis, in which Comer said their testimony directly contradicts statements the president has made about his involvement in his son's business dealings. So again, they're asking for Biden to come and testify on April the 16th. Quote, in light of the yawning gap between your public statements and the evidence assembled by the committee, as well as the White House's obstruction, it is in the best interest of the American people for you to answer questions from members of Congress directly. And I hereby invite you to do so, said Comer, a Kentucky Republican who chairs the House Oversight Committee. Tony Bobulinski and Galanis testified during a hearing last week that the president participated directly and often in the schemes to help Hunter Biden's businesses. How would they know? Because they were working with Hunter Biden. The White House, of course, has denied their testimony. On Friday, Jonathan Turley, a law professor at George Washington University, wrote that the letter from Comer is, quote, clear. Biden lied during his campaign, and Biden lied during his presidency regarding his son's business dealings. Newsweek, by the way, has reached out to the White House for comment. The White House has previously described the GOP's impeachment efforts as a, quote, sad, pathetic, and waste of everyone's time. Jonathan Turley wrote this. It is now clear that the president lied during his campaign and during his presidency on his lack of knowledge of his son's business activities, as well as his denial of any money gained from China. Now the committee has laid out the considerable evidence showing that President Biden lied knowingly and repeatedly. In response to Comer's letter, the White House pointed to a post on X, formerly known as Twitter, on March the 20th by spokesman Ian Sams of the White House after the Kentucky Republican made the announcement that he planned to invite Biden to testify, saying this. Comer knows 20-plus witnesses have testified that POTUS did nothing wrong. By the way, that's a lie, Sam said, but this is this White House, so of course they're going to continue to lie on this issue. Quote, he knows that the hundreds of thousands of pages of records he's received have refuted this false allegations or his false allegations. This is a sad stunt at the end of a dead impeachment. Call it a day, pal. That is what the White House said on X. Meanwhile, Jonathan Turley noted the White House's response, criticizing it as, quote, disrespectful and taunting, adding that it shows there is no interest in the answers, saying this, the involvement of a member of the White House's counsel staff issuing such a disrespectful and taunting message would have been unthinkable just a few years ago. Yet the media has enabled such denial and deflection, by showing no interest in the answers to any of these questions. And by the way, Jonathan Turley's right. The media not even reporting on this. In fact, for a president of the United States of America to be offered and say, come to Congress and testify, and the White House mocked that invitation, that would have been wall-to-wall breaking news if it was a guy by the name of, I don't know, Donald Trump. But it wasn't Donald Trump that said it, right? Wasn't Donald Trump that just tried to pull this off? It's Joe Biden. And the media understands this. If Joe Biden doesn't show up and they don't cover it, then it didn't really even happen for the majority of Americans. That's what they're hoping. Now, here's what the polls are saying right now, and these can change. But polls show that fewer Americans say the president was involved in his son's business dealing. A Harvard-Harris survey in March found that 56% said the Bidens, quote, helped and participated in Hunter's business dealings. That is actually a 3% decrease from February's survey, just to put it in perspective for you. The downtick was seen among all voters, with the greatest change with Republicans. Between February and March, 5% of GOP voters switched to the position that Biden did not participate in his son's business dealings. Why would that be? Could it be that the media is not covering the story, so people assume that this is just a witch hunt by Republicans to get revenge? Because that's how the media has called it and said that it is over and over and over and over again. Now, one other thing. In the March survey, 23% of Republicans agreed with that sentiment, compared to 63% of Democrats and 47% of independents. What it also means is the Democrat strategy and the media strategy seems to be working. Just run down the clock on this thing. Tell people it's a witch hunt over and over again. Give them no new reporting on any of this. And then at some point, maybe the American people will say, okay, there's just been enough white noise on this that we don't really care anymore. Right? Like, maybe this will be enough for them to just kind of, I don't know, look the other way. The real headline should be, the President of the United States of America has an official day to come before Congress and testify about his corrupt business dealings. They're not going to report on that story. Instead, what do? They tell you happy Easter Day on the transgender day of visibility is now just one of 50 plus LGBTQIA2S plus celebrations. I'm not joking. The media, that's what they'll tell you about. The Biden administration's decision to honor Transgender Awareness Day on Easter Sunday is just another day, right? The media doesn't cover the real story. They cover this and they say it's somehow patriotic or amazing or incredible. You may not be aware, but there are more than 50 of these themed holidays. Transgender Day of Visibility was already on the calendar before this week, just so you know. The following list was copied almost verbatim from calendars provided by GLAAD, Emporia State University, and Michigan State University. Just so you know what we have. We have January, National Mentoring Month. January the 16th through the 22nd is No Name Calling Week. The 27th is International Holocaust Remembrance Day. In February, we have National Black HIV/AIDS Awareness Day. Week after Valentine's Day, we have HIV is Not a Crime Awareness Day. In March, what do we have? Bisexual Health Awareness Month. Week varies in March from National LGBTQ Health Awareness Week to Zero Discrimination Day to National Women's and Girls HIV AIDS Awareness Day to National Native HIV/AIDS Awareness Day to the International Transgender Day of Visibility, which is March the 31st. What's coming up in April? The International Asexuality Day on the 6th, National Youth HIV/AIDS Awareness Day on the 10th, Third Friday of April is Day of Silence. April the 18th is National Transgendered HIV Testing Day. April the 18th is Non-Binary Parents Day. And April the 26th is Lesbian Visibility Day, also International Lesbian Visibility Week, through March the 2nd. You move into May, First Sunday in May is International Family Equity Day, followed by the International Day Against Homophobia, Transphobia, and Biphobia on May the 17th. And then May 19th, we back that up with National Asian Pacific Islander HIV AIDS Awareness Day, alternatively called as the Agender Pride Day. Then you have the Harvey Milk Day on the 22nd of May. And the 21st, you have the Pansexual and Panameric Awareness and Visibility Day. Then you move into June. June's a big month, the LGBTQ Pride Month. You have Family Days on the 1st, HIV Long-Term Survivor Awareness Day on the 5th, Pulse Remembrance on the 12th, anniversary of U.S. Supreme Court Bostock decision expanding protection to LGBTQ employees on the 15th, then the anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court legalizing marriage equality on the 26th, then on June 27th, the National HIV Testing Day again, then on June the 28th, is the Stonewall Day, and then June 30th is the Queer Youth of Faith Day. Yes, so we celebrate Queer Youth of Faith Day on June 30th, and we overshadow Easter for the Trans Visibility Day on Easter Sunday. Going to July, the Omnisexual Visibility Day, July 6th. The week of July 14th, Non-Binary Awareness Week. Yes, culminates in International Non-Binary People's Day on July the 14th. And then finally on July 16th, the International Drag Queen Day. That's just half the year for you.
Make sure, by the way, that you share this podcast with your family and friends. Hit that little forward arrow and text it or put it on social media so other people can hear about this story about how dangerous our open border is. While the media does everything it can to try to shut you down, silence us, and make sure no one knows what's really happening. Also, hit that auto download or subscribe button so you get this podcast each and every day for free. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.